You know, all week long, we've been talking about kids going back to school.
Yeah.
And a lot of schools went in session on Monday, then Tuesday.
We got
more
kids back in
today.
Class today. My friend Beth, her little daughter, is going back.
Ah,
yeah.
Going back today.
I'm excited.
So I came across this list of rules that the American teachers in 1915 were told to obey.
Okay.
If they wanted to be a teacher. And see what you think about this. In this contract, it says you will not marry during the term of your contract. It says you
Why did they keep doing that? They did not want... they wanted you to be married and then, like, disappear. But for the most part, they were just like, but you can't... I don't understand. Is that where school marm came from?
I guess.
Okay.
But rules that American teachers had to go by in 1915. Here's another thing in the contract they had to sign. You're not
teachers. Does it say just female teachers?
No, it's just... It just says American teachers is all it says.
You think they were telling men they couldn't get married and
probably,
be a teacher?
Probably not. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I know it doesn't specify.
Yeah.
Okay, I know.
It says here you are not to keep company with men. You must
I assume these rules were just for the women. Cool.
You must be home between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless attending a school function.
Excuse me for the teachers?
Yeah. You may not hang out downtown in the ice cream stores if you have no business there.
Well, that was just them early on trying to keep these teachers from trying to hook up with their students. No, you can't hang out there.
You may not travel beyond city limits unless you have permission of the chairman of the board to do so. And that was part of the contract back in 1915.
That one I could almost
understand. Yeah.
Because it's hard to get back to your house real fast.
You may not ride in a carriage or automobile with any man unless he is your father or brother. You may not smoke cigarettes, and you must wear bright colors to school.
Really?
Also in this contract for teachers in 1915, you may, under no circumstances, dye your hair. You must wear at least 2 petticoats. And finally, it says your dresses must not be any shorter than 2 inches above the ankle.
Above the ankle. I was over here like reaching my arms down because I'm sure you didn't have to go through a lot of dress code things.
That was the contract for American teachers back in 1915.
It's just like that because our dress codes for girls were different. Like I guess they weren't worried about guys wearing short shorts, but we had to stand there and you had to put your fingertips down.
Well, we had to do the same thing
at my
school.
We would hold our shoulders up next to our ears so our arms would look shorter. And like my shorts reach my fingertips. Really short, like a little T-Rex.
They did it to the guys too at my high school. We had to do that. Yeah, we had to do that because there were some short the guys were wearing some short shorts. Believe it or not, it didn't look good on them, but they would wear them.
I know those gym shorts, man.
Oh.
You got a lot of freedom of movement, don't you?
Well, depending on what brand you bought.